And we'll read just a bit of our lessons from Proudhon, our Pierre-Joseph Proudhon readings. Last week, we began to seek Proudhon's guidance with the question of how it is, and we likely need Alice Miller as well to answer it, how is it that the global state statesmen do not see the death destination for all of us in their plan for effective management, quote unquote, a plan embedded in the ideology, the economy? We're calling it an ideology, but fairy tale may be more accurate, as their entire scheme for management, quote unquote, of the planet is based in wanting to be seen as good daddies, only done if we are designed obedient, those among us, we the people left to exist, made to be happy children who frolic on command and rattle our chains playfully and do only what we are told to. Continuing with our comment on Proudhon, the following quote from Proudhon is from a section that we will get to eventually, but it's actually earlier in the book. Property is impossible because if it exists, society devours itself, which brings to mind our Ovid story of Erisichthon, who was punished with the disease ever-eatingness by the goddess of the harvest for cutting down her favorite tree, around which the dryads danced. As we listen to Proudhon, recall our Shakespeare, we cannot allow ourselves to be kept, to be forever dependent, to forfeit our gifts that make us self-sufficient, to allow others, a tiny 10,000 others globally, to decide who shall live and who shall die. That life that cannot provide for itself cannot survive and cannot create the abundance that we are here to make, cannot continuously restore for our sisters and brothers our shared paradise. Quote from Proudhon, society devours itself, one, by the violent and periodical sacrifice of laborers, two, by the stoppage of the producer's consumption caused by property. The financial shrewdness and rapacity of property is worthy of admiration. Each different name which increase takes affords the proprietor an opportunity to receive it, first in the form of interest, and second in the form of profit. For, it says, a part of the income derived from manufacture consists of interest on the capital employed. In France, 20 millions of laborers engaged in all the branches of science, art, and industry produce everything which is useful to man. Their annual wages amount, it is estimated, to 20,000 millions. But, in consequence of the right of property and the multifarious forms of increase, premiums, tithes, interests, fines, profits, farm rents, house rents, revenues, emoluments of every nature and description, their products are estimated by the proprietors and employers at 25,000 millions. What does this signify? That the laborers who are obliged to repurchase these products in order to live must either pay 5 for that which they produced for 4 or fast 1 day in 5, unquote. So, as we asked last week, is this what we want? Do we want the tiny 10,000 to decide what we 7 billion do with our hearts, our bodies, our minds? Decide not just who we can love, but whether love can live at all. Force our hearts and minds to freeze instead of cry and rise to act when we read our sister in South Africa say, we cannot feed our families and we have no way to fight back. Quote from the article I mentioned before, the money we get from work is just not enough to be able to take care of our families, says Mr. Lugogo, 34, as neighborhood children, including his 3-year-old son, ran around their narrow street recently. We need an intervention. And I comment, it's critical we do not let the global state statesman provide one. The paper I bought just yesterday suggests they may have provided one, a standard ploy for them, violence-provoking agents in her article, or excuse me, in the article, violence erupts at South African protests from February 25th, 2017. Continuing with the article from a little bit less than a week earlier, still, excuse me, a little bit more than a week ago. Still, South Africa, sub-Saharan Africa's most advanced economy, and I had to comment, development, having achieved what it was forced on the people to accomplish, rob us of the ability to feed ourselves by stealing the land. Recall the modern adage, quote, when the Europeans came, we had the land and they had the Bible. When they left, we had the Bible and they had the land. Continuing with this New York Times article. South Africa is enduring the same forces as the rest of the continent. It is not growing fast enough to absorb its rapidly growing population, which is leaving rural areas to look for work. The article concludes with the words of Makatiso Sekamani, spoken to the journalist after working hard all day, finally at home. Finally at home, she said, I'm going to wash my body and sleep now. I can't do anything. And this is from the article, Weighing Minimum Wage, Where Divisions Run Deep. South Africa Faces Rising Discontent, by Norimitsu Onishi, The New York Times of February 16, 2017. We are examining in what sense the economy is ideology used to anesthetize, especially those of us whose bodies are, for the moment, kept well fed, freeze our hearts, and steal our minds. And by steal our minds, I mean that our minds are made, forced to identify with the state that has command of us. For instance, when I read, as I did today, February 26, 2017, this from a union rep, quote, if this keeps up, and he's speaking about the Chinese state subsidizing the coal, electricity, and alumina needed to produce aluminum, if this keeps up, within a few years, the United States will have no capacity left. My ability to provide for my family, along with all of my coworkers, will be in danger, says Robert Smith, quoted in the winter 2017 issue of USW at Work, United Steelworkers. In his words, we can see, when viewed objectively, a distortion of reality. They express a crafted, skewed sense of reality, the lie that we owe power for our food and not the earth, and so are not moved to take care of her. An ideology continuously reinforced propagandistically in media pieces designed to forestall, stop our thought process. I hope it's clear. Reclaiming our bodies ends the economy and begins honesty, begins freedom, begins the time in which abundance is the premise of our social relationships globally. And thank you for your patience going long. Our outro song continues our theme of love and abundance. So many of Prince's songs of love resonate for me about him. This is one of them. Thank you for listening, and until next week, peace.
dead. When you love someone, you are the one looking for some action. I was just looking for you. Who needs love when you got protection? Want your loving in the backseat for a little while, but I don't care. Yeah, 'cause a brother getting down here lately.